Right now, there's going to be a charity football game coming up, and it's going to be held by the Battling Fat Lads. It's on the 10th of June. It's being held in Goals in Leeds, and two of the Battling Fat Lads join us in the studio right now, and that's Phil Russell and Simon Watts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we? All right?
Yes, very good.
Excellent, excellent. So, first of all, just tell us a little bit about the Battling Fat Lads. Who are you guys?
Well, we're a group of, well, it's what we said on the tin, really, Battling Fat Lads. We're predominantly a group of middle-aged men who all have kids at same year at school, more or less, and we play at Murfield Sports Centre on a Monday night. We've played in the FA People's Cup for the last 3 years, and we thought it were a good way to raise money.
Okay, so what's the FA People's Cup been like? I would imagine that's quite a cool thing to be involved with.
It is. It's took us 3 years to win a game, though.
So you haven't got the greatest record in the FA People's Cup at the moment?
Not really. We got a couple of ringers in this year to...
Oh, really?
Got a couple of young lads in.
Not exactly Battling Fat Lads, then?
No. It has been commented on. We have a team photo, and we've got 6 fat lads and 2 skinny guys, so...
So, how long's the team been going?
Well, we started as a five-a-side team in Murfield Leagues on a Thursday night, but that league folded. I think 2013 we started playing that. Yeah. So, it's been going on a while.
Yeah.
3 years under this moniker. And, it's great. It's a great way of raising money. And got involved with Oddballs 2 years ago. And in the last 2 years, we've managed to raise about £1,800 for Oddballs. So...
That's a great charity. Old Balls do a lot of stuff with Rugby League as well across the county. So you're raising money, obviously going towards testicular cancer. What other sort of things are you going to... And this is what you're going to be raising money for in June, yeah?
Well, this time we've been approached by another FA People's Cup team, Two Touch FC. They're based at East London. And they've asked us if we can help them raise money for the Byron Cardiology Unit there. So this time, all the funds are going to go to that.
All right, brilliant stuff. Okay, so you are like the go-to charity football team at the moment, then.
Yeah, we've got boots ready to play. Anyone wants us?
That's what I like to hear. How would you do? You say you've struggled in the FA People's Cup previously. How would you describe the level that you're playing at the moment?
Poor.
It's poor. Yeah. It's poor. Okay, all right, that's fair enough. No problem at all. What positions do you both play? Simon, what about yourself?
Well, generally sort of defence. Sometimes roam up front. Okay. Sometimes score from defence.
Yeah.
That has happened. Complete fluke. We still didn't win.
And what about yourself, Phil? Whereabouts are you on that pitch?
Box-to-box midfielder. Plenty of graft.
Look at that. Really?
Not much product.
Bit of an engine.
Yeah, that's the one.
Keeps running. The skill level, is it okay or...?
No.
Okay.
No,
not
pretty,
personally,
pretty,
no.
Pretty poor. Pretty poor.
Is it one of those things that you're always looking for sort of new people to get involved? Because it sounds like it's very much sort of like a social thing. It's something that gets you out and about and, you know, it's a bit of keep fit almost as well as, like,
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very organic, is the Battling Fat Lads. So I imagine the team that will turn out in June will be a different team that played in the People's Cup. We just, whoever wants to play, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. No, that's really cool. So what leagues do you playing at the moment? You're saying it's on a Monday night you play?
We just play between ourselves, really. We just rent a hall at Murfield Sports Centre and just keep ourselves fit.
Yeah.
Very casual. We used to play in the league, but then...
And then it closed down.
It did. Well, we were bottom of the league, so that's not really a bad thing, was it?
Obviously, you're football fans yourself. We were just talking, a Sheffield Wednesday fan yourself, Phil. What are your thoughts on the situation at Hillsborough?
Well, personally, I'd be glad when the season's over.
Yeah.
We've stayed up, and at one point you thought, ooh, it might be a bit exciting towards end of season.
Yeah.
We didn't get dragged into anything. I think things look all right for the future. Forestieri is firing all cylinders again, so that's always good. And
yeah,
I think we need a bit of a rehaul in that squad. We're carrying some old players on a lot of money. It's whether we can get them out, really.
Yeah.
Financial fair play is going to kick in this year. And
that's going to hurt.
It is.
Do you miss Carlos? Because I mean, he was such a character. There's no doubt about that. And you know, I certainly like miss his press conferences. But
I miss him as a guy. I think it was time to go. I wish he'd have gone after we'd lost to Town in playoffs, to be honest. And it'd been a nice thing for him to walk away. They'd still been a hero, and we'd have loved him, and we could have parted, but I think it had run its course, really.
It was some raised eyebrows when he took over at Swansea, because it was sort of like, whoa, okay, all right, that's a bit of a... I mean, they got absolutely gubbed at the weekend, but there's a lot of people sort of thinking that it's a bit of a stepping stone maybe for him.
Well, it could be. He's got a lot of charisma and he's got a lot of class, but if you look at his record, he doesn't stick around places very long.
Right, okay.
So, we all love Carlos, but I think it was time to go personally at Hillsborough. Yeah. I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, fair enough. And Simon, you're a Huddersfield Town fan.
Indeed.
Well, what a season it's been, for Huddersfield Town.
It's been a roller coaster. Started off looking so well, beat Man U. That was a bit of a oof. And you're thinking, this is great, and then just couldn't score. Just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net at all.
Yeah. And then
A bit like battling fat lads, indeed. and then we started going downhill, and you're thinking the worst, and then you string a few results together, and it doesn't take much at the bottom of the Premiership to start lifting yourselves up. So hopefully we'll be safe. I think it's gonna take a while. We've got the points in the bag. That's always important. So fingers crossed. I think let's see if we can stay up and get somebody in who can score goals next season.
That would be handy, wouldn't it, really?
That's what we need.
We were just talking off air. You looked at that sort of run in for Huddersfield Town at the end of the season, and it did strike fear into you. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that's changed.
Yeah.
I think the fact that we've got the points there, we've got to look at the people below us, and some of those haven't got the best run in. And hopefully, they've got to get 6 points out of it. Mm. 6 points out of 4 games, bottom of the table, I think it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, it probably will be difficult. So you're still practising now, or you're still getting... Are you going to be down Murfield playing tonight for Battling Fat Lads?
Yeah, we're playing tonight. We had a Greggs on way in. Other places are available, so we're in training.
That's definitely the my type of football, if you're having a Greggs on the way in.
Well, you've got to keep that gut going, don't you?
You're going to keep these ringers in, these young lads?
Yeah, Matt and Sam are down and we're going to play, so hopefully we'll score some goals.
So tell us a little bit more about the match on the 10th of June. You're trying to raise a load of money. How can people donate and that sort of thing?
Well, there is a Just Giving page set up. It's quite a complicated one, this one. It's justgiving.com/crowdfunding/dex4 the Byron Cardiac Unit.
Right, okay, that is a bit of a mouthful, isn't it, really?
It is. It were our friend Farouk at Two Touch that set that up, so thank you, Farouk.
I'd imagine all the information is available. Do you have Twitters? Are you on Twitter and Facebook and that
sort of thing? Twitter at Battling Fat Lads, Instagram at Battling Fat Lads, and also Facebook at Battling Fat Lads.
Nice and easy. So is there going to be any special preparation ahead of this match? Are you putting in any extra training sessions?
I think we'd be on training sessions, really, aren't we, Simon?
Yeah, I think taking the dog out for a walk, giving him a bit of a run, chasing him round, that's about enough, really.
Fair enough.
Playing with kids in the garden.
That'd be about it, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. So if people wanted to maybe get involved with Battling Fat Lads, can they just get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, contact us via Twitter's best way to get hold of us. So if you're at Battling Fat Lads, that'd be fantastic.
And what about your opponents on that day? What do you know of them? What do you know?
They're a group of cardiac rehab patients. It's part of their rehabilitation from the surgery that they've had.
Yeah.
And it's a social for them. I mean, Farouk's got a pool of 50 players to choose from, so...
That's not a bad squad,
is
it?
That's not a bad squad, no. It could be in serious trouble,
There could be some real ringers in that squad of 50.
Yeah.
Well, there is... I don't know if I can mention his name, really, but there is an ex-Manchester United player that goes down there.
Is there really?
Yeah. So if he plays, we could be in trouble.
That could be in big trouble.
Yeah. I think you might be in a bit of trouble there, definitely. There's no doubt about that. Listen, it sounds fantastic. It's on the 10th of June, and that's it being held at Goals Lead. So people can come down and watch and donate on the day if they want to.
Yep.
What time's it actually happening?
11 o'clock kickoff.
11 a.m. kickoff. Okay, maybe not 11 at night, that'd be... Completely different scenario.
Well, it might be more fun.
It might be an interesting one, wouldn't it? Listen, best of luck with it. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks
really,
for having
really
us.
Appreciate it. Just reel off the the alphabet again of the website address to donate.
I'll try that again with my teeth in. Justgiving / crowdfunding / Dex for the Byron Cardiac Unit.